Political satire has been around for decades in the US, and these days, the king of political satire is definitely Jon Stewart. He currently hosts The Daily Show, a comedy TV program that pokes fun at politicians and the news media. Jon Stewart was the inspiration for another political satirist who's been making headlines lately, Bassem Youssef. He's been called the Jon Stewart of Egypt, but by now, you might also call Jon Stewart the Bassem Youssef of America.
For those of you who do not know who I am the Bassem Youssef of America. Thank you. I appreciate that. I host a show that is very similar to the show that Bassem Youssef hosts in Egypt with two small differences. His show is watched by millions. And two, he hosts his show in a country where freedom of expression is not settled law.
That was Jon Stewart introducing Bassem Youssef as a recipient of the 2013 International Press Freedom Award. So who is this Bassem Youssef and why is he important? Well, he used to be a cardiac surgeon, but quit his career in 2011 to start his own political satire show in the midst of the Arab Spring. He first uploaded his videos to YouTube, and after becoming a sensation and gaining 5 million views in only 3 months, he got his own proper show on Egyptian TV, called Al Benamik, which literally translates to The Show. It gained tremendous success and was even aired internationally by DW, but soon complaints were filed against Youssef, accusing him of insulting Islam, Egypt's president, and disrupting public order and peace. But Youssef didn't give up and kept making fun of the people in power, even after the new president was elected. That didn't go over so well with the new government, though, and eventually his show was cancelled. But that's not the end of Bassem Youssef. One young American woman is now determined to bring his story back to TV and decided to make a documentary about him. Her name is Sarah Taxler, and she's been working for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart for a decade. I talked to her to find out what inspired her to make her film, why satire matters, and how political comedy can even become dangerous sometimes. Here's how she came up with the idea to make a documentary about Bassem Youssef in the first place.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thank you very much.
So Bassem and a few members of his team came to visit The Daily Show in 2012 to observe us before they started their live show. And the first day they were there, I was hanging out and talking with them, and I just was totally inspired by them because they do what I do with such higher stakes. And so the end of the very first day, I asked Bassem if I could make a movie about him and his team.
On the day we met, Sarah asked me if she could do a documentary about my TV show back in Egypt, and I said yes.
And then I was like, what have I done? I have to make a movie and go to Egypt and figure all this out. So I waited a little bit and kind of thought about it, and every day for months I was debating it because at the time the U.S. government was discouraging travel to Egypt, and it was nerve-wracking. But eventually, Bassem was called in for questioning for jokes he made about religion and the government.
Egypt's prosecutor general has issued a warrant for Youssef's arrest.
Accused of insulting the president and insulting Islam.
Time to work from home if you want to. Because...
And I just felt like this was an important story that I thought I could tell well. And I hired a local crew and started filming. The story is... there's this guy who's a heart surgeon, and the revolution begins, and he does what anyone would do in that situation. He starts a comedy show and ends up being one of the most famous comedians in the world in a very short span of time. And then it turns out that the country isn't quite ready for satire, and there's a lot of pushback until eventually the show goes off the air. So it was a mixture of outside pressure and accepting that right now they might not be able to achieve what they wanted to achieve in the way they wanted to do it, which was to make jokes without anyone setting outside limitations on the content.
And in the U.S., you don't have these outside limitations? I mean, what's different about the audience in the U.S. compared to Egypt?
I think in America, people are more used to it because we've been exposed to it for a longer period of time. So it's like the comedian is always going to address power, right? So whoever's in charge is going to be kind of analyzed for, like, what could they be doing better? And that's something that, at least in a TV format, was newer in Egypt. And so a lot of people just didn't like it or didn't think it was the right time. And the truth is, Egypt has had a lot of very difficult, violent situations going on. And sometimes when something tragic happens, people might think it's inappropriate to make a joke. And that's, of course, like always a big debate. Is it too soon or is it the right way to go about it? And that's something that the staff dealt with quite often because they were trying to make comedy in a time and a place where a lot of people were suffering. So they were trying to figure out the way to handle all that.
So if you compare your work reality in the political satire show business in the US to his work reality in a regime like Egypt that is going through this difficult time, how did it differ?
Oh, I mean, we have it super easy compared to what they're dealing with. Like, Bassem's been through quite a bit, and there were safety risks to himself, to his family, and especially to his crew. I think there's a lot of pressure when you're responsible for a group of people. And I know when I was there, at one point there were protesters who showed up and they had to call in police who were in full riot gear with guns to protect the audience coming into the show. And it's scary to be dealing with that, and you risk quite a bit.
When someone risks that much, you can't help but wonder why. What makes it all worth it? Why is satire so important to you?
I think satire helps us process things. Like, sometimes I'll be working on a piece where it's an issue I care about or something I find frustrating, and in the morning when we start, it just feels like a mountain, and how do you deal with this issue? And then once we sort of find a joke and a way through, it kind of feels cathartic. There's this process that kind of helps break down this big story and makes it more digestible and understandable. And sometimes I actually think comedy is harder to do, but so much more appreciated when the people around you are suffering, because it's like, yes, thank you. Somebody make us laugh. Like, we have enough stress. We really need this. And I think that's part of why Bassem's show was so incredibly successful, because they were providing something that everyone was really hungry for, which was like, yeah, we know things are really hard right now, but like, give us a wonderful distraction. and if you can make people laugh, that's a really cool way of doing that.
But then sometimes making jokes in difficult times can also really backfire, especially when religion is involved, as we've seen with Charlie Hebdo. Was your safety ever at risk while shooting in Egypt?
Egypt was a little difficult to shoot in certain ways, where we were worried someone might not like what we were doing. The shows were often viewed in like outdoor cafes in the street, and I had a camera person, he was filming one of those, and someone didn't like it and was suspicious and thought he was filming something with political intentions, and beat him up and took the memory card. We had to be extra cautious about hard drives and footage and things like that, because Bassem is controversial, and a lot of people in Egypt don't like Bassem. As many as people who love him, he's a controversial person.
But would you say that free speech and nonviolent protest, the way that Bassem Youssef was doing it in Egypt, can make an impact on a society?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, you can throw your fists and you make a noise, but Bassem and his team were articulate. They weren't just making sound. Like, their thoughts were being heard, and they were obviously heard by people in power if they were considered to be a threat enough to want them to stop. And I think that they helped shape what the society now wants. There were 30 million viewers per episode. That's enormous. The Daily Show gets 2 million viewers per episode. But if you're getting 30 million viewers, people obviously think what you're doing matters. Maybe it's harder to see right this minute in Egypt, but I think that they've helped build the landscape of what satire will be in that region, not just Egypt, because they had viewers throughout the Arab world. And you can already see there's lots of shows that are trying the same way Bassem tried to mimic Jon Stewart. There's lots of people trying to be the next Bassem Youssef. And that's a good thing.
So what were you trying to achieve with your documentary?
So the title is Tickling Giants. I hope that the documentary speaks to the idea not just of Bassem and his team, which obviously I think they're incredibly inspiring, but I think hopefully it also speaks to the idea that we all have our own kind of giants in our world, that we have a choice. Like, Bassem wasn't a political person at all. He wasn't even a comedian. And he made this incredible difference and, you know, kind of speaks to in our own lives. When we have our own challenges, what would we do?
If you'd like to get involved, you can support Sarah Texler's fundraising campaign to help her raise enough money in the coming weeks to finish her documentary about Bassem Youssef. Head to ticklinggiants.com/donate. There's all sorts of rewards you can get for donating. You can get your name in the credits or even have Bassem Youssef record your voicemail for you. How cool is that?